my dancing shoes on. I just threw my hip out. Too old for that stuff, I'll tell you right now. My next guest, not too old. He can slip, slide away on a sheet of ice like nobody else you've ever seen before, or want to, for that matter. Ice fisherman, magician, outdoor extraordinaire, adventurer, storyteller, writer, wanderer. It's Ron Rademacher, everybody, from MichiganBackroads.com. There he is. Ron, how are you?
I am just great, Steve. How are you?
I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, that's great. I'm going to circle back to the cheat sheet in just a moment. But
circle back. I'm going to circle. Every time she says circle back, you have to drink, Ron. You know,
yeah,
the rules.
You have to drink. Yeah. Well, you know, I just have to say this, and it's probably out of line, but your wife has the most beautiful voice.
Doesn't she, though?
Just unbelievable. She might look in the radio at some point.
No, she should, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think she's looking down.
Doing great here. I'm recovering from the birthday celebration yesterday.
Whose?
Michigan.
Oh.
January 26th, 184 years, 1837. Happy birthday, Michigan.
There you go. And state were we? What number? When we were admitted to the Union, what state number did we become?
I believe it was the 26th, but I could be wrong on that.
Well done.
Sorry?
That's right, 26. The first of the second 25.
The first of the second 25. Yeah, it's always leading the way. Always
That's right.
Leading the way, so
you got that. Anyhow, so
all right. So yeah,
give me an update on the ice fishing and so forth. I've heard good things. Of course, I heard about a poor fellow that went through the ice and did not survive in Oakland County. So please, 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 be careful. He went through on a snow machine. Don't do that.
Well,
what's going
absolutely.
On with you?
You know, I try to tell people if they're going to go out in the winter in Michigan, it's going to be beautiful. But if you make a mistake, the consequences are severe and they're immediate.
Yeah,
you know, it's
right.
Not like slipping and falling down at the beach. You know, you go through the ice, it's significant and it happens right now. So, yeah, safety first all the time. Yeah,
exactly. I just got a notification on my phone of a big winter storm coming this weekend. That's exciting.
Yeah, that should be good. And it is cold.
This
ice is forming everywhere.
Impeachment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll circle back to that, too.
Yeah,
ice is forming everywhere. And so there are ice fishing tournaments all over the state this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. And some big ones. Sportsman's Direct Incorporated has their biggest perch contest on a lake. St. Clair. They got a Facebook page. You can find out about that one there.
You know, and I'll tell you something. Perch through the ice and cold water, man, there is nothing better on the table than a deep water, ice-cold perch. Woo!
Yeah, there really isn't. And it's great for kids. Kids can handle them. Great way to teach kids. And there are a lot of perch. I don't know what happened, but everybody I'm talking to, they're catching a lot of perch, and they're good-sized perch. So.
Right.
Houghton Lake, Higgins Lake, they're having their big ice fishing tournament across three different lakes this coming weekend.
There you go. Higgins Lake, Houghton Lake, Lake St. Helen, got a lot going on there.
Yep,
Central Lake has an ice fishing tournament as well, correct?
Yep, ice fishing tournament as well. We got one there, got one down in Hillsdale, up in Curtis. They're going after bluegills, perch, pike, and walleye. You can go to Mixed Bait Shop to find out about that one because it's across several lakes up there, and so you need directions to some of these lakes because some of the roads in the Upper Peninsula are not that well marked. So, but there's
or
plenty
well
of ice. You know, take
to.
Your auger. There's plenty of ice.
Take your auger. Talking to a friend of mine, he put an auger head onto his power drill. Says it worked like a charm. I said, really? He goes, oh, I couldn't believe it. He put it on his, you know, his rechargeable drill, put a head on it, right through. I said, really? He says, 100%. There's a little trick for you.
Yeah, they do work. In fact, they make an auger to put on your electric drill specifically for planting bulbs in the spring, you know, when you're planting your tulip bulbs and stuff. It drills a hole down in there, you drop it in, and you're done. There's no digging around. It works great.
Tiptoeing through the tulips, it's Ron Rademacher, everybody.
Yeah.
And there he is.
It's not all ice fishing out there, folks. You know that your buddies over at Iron Fish are sponsoring the Fat Chance Fat Tire Bike Race.
Thompsonville.
That's right. Very good. Yeah, so up at Crystal Mountain, that's this Saturday, and you got to check in to do this because they got a couple of different loops. Like for the people who are in shape, buff, and know what they're doing, they got a 90-minute trail
loop. So clearly that won't be you or I. All right,
no, I will not be on the 90-minute trail loop. I didn't last 90 seconds on a fat bike on some of these trails.
You know,
because it's a high-speed trail, and it actually has a few places where you circle back. So
I'm a little upset that we're body shaming the bikes. fat tire bikes. I mean, I'm a little upset about the body shaming of the bicycle here. It hurts me a little bit, Ron.
Well, there. You know, listen. We all have our cross to bear. But there, if you want to get started, they have a 45-minute trail out on the old Otter Loop. It's for beginners and you know, those just trying it out for the first time. I tried it one time. I liked it just as much as I liked it when I tried cross country skiing one time.
Yeah.
So those things went into the what do you call it? The staging area for my annual garage sale.
Yeah, you know, cross country skiing is that's real work. I think I can't decide what's worse, that or snowshoeing in deep snow. Snowshoeing in deep snow is real work.
Snowshoeing in deep snow is real work, and I do that quite a bit. Cross country skiing, I think, is an even better workout because you really got the arms, you got the full cardio, and you will be soaking wet when you're done.
And how do you carry a beer?
Well, they had those. Come on, man, you're not a backpacker. They have those.
No, I mean on cross country skis, you're going to spill your. At least with snowshoes, you can carry a beer.
No, you put it in that backpack thing that you're supposed to be a water bladder. Fill that puppy up. You got a little miniature keg with you right there. That's not a problem.
Yeah, until it freezes.
Well, that's why you don't linger. Drink it fast.
Don't dawdle, son. Drink
the
beer.
Dawdle. Get after it. And also, speaking of dawdling. Frankenmuth, Zenders, yeah. You know, there are festivals are going to be happening. We're going to have a lot of festivals coming up. Zenders is not having their usual big one, but they are having their ice and snow sculpture gala this coming weekend. So it's going to be social distance. You're not going to have all the beer tents and brats and all that, but they're putting that on. And since we're opening up the restaurants, you can get over there to the Christmas station and get some of that schnitzel they got. Ooh.
Schnitzel. MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Ice fishing, the ice fishing magician, Ron Rademacher. So many other things he's good at. I don't have time to list them all here, Ron. I'm just going to say I'll see you next week.
You got it, man. I look forward to it. Have a good one.
There you go. I'll circle back to that. I'll circle back to the ice fishing with Ron Rademacher, everybody. Quick break. We'll be right back.